Hello, everybody. Welcome to this podcast. I'm Grace.
And I'm Edgar.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about verbs.
Yeah, so actually, in our very first episode, we talked about 10 important verbs in Thai. But because verbs are so important, we're going to be covering a few more verbs in this episode, along with a common issue that Thai learners usually have.
Verbs are so important because they are the core of sentence making. They're the building blocks of making sentences. If a person says, I, school, you don't know what that is because there's no verb. Maybe it's I go to school, maybe it's I come back to school. So knowing verbs is the key in learning languages.
So before we begin, don't forget you can follow along with the PDF by going to patreon.com/polyglotgrace, and there you'll have all the sentences and everything that we talk about in this episode.
And also, I've created an ebook with 60 most common Thai verbs. Each verb will come with 5 sentences, so altogether 300 sentences with audios, and also each sentences with breakdown definition. And most importantly, all these verbs are handpicked by me as a Thai teacher of 6 years experience. So if you guys want to purchase this ebook, you can go to thaiwithgrace.com/verbbook, or you can click the link in the description. All right, Edgar, let's get going with our first verb. This verb is been.
Yeah, so actually we covered this verb in the very first episode, but the reason we want to cover it again is because there is another Thai verb, which is ke, which has the same meaning, which the meaning is
to be, which is conjugated to ismr in English.
So sometimes these verbs can be interchangeable, but there is actually a slight difference between the verbs. So for ke, that one is used to answer questions like the following. What is that?
Nan ke arai. What is that? Ke is simply like an equal sign if you want to think about it, like, you know.
Yeah, like that equals what?
Yeah, that equals what?
Nan ke arai. And then you can answer.
Nan ke tuk. That is a building.
Tuk is building.
You can even make it longer. Nan ke arai. What is that? Nan ke tuk si dang. That's a red building. Si dang is red. You can make it even longer. You can make it super long. Like, okay, let me try to make a sentence. Nan ke arai. That is what? Nan ke tuk si dang kong pa shan. That's my father's. That's a red building of my father. Which is, that's my father's red building. I mean, imagine your dad has a building.
Yeah. Or, for example, ni ke arai. So here, ni is this. Ni ke arai. This is what? And then Grace can answer.
Ni ke guitar. This is a guitar. Let me try to make it longer. Ni ke gita ti shan si ma. This is a guitar. Ti shan is that I. Si ma is like bought. This is a guitar that I bought.
Imagine a mom teaching a kid what things are. So mom would say, Ni ke tam luat. This is police. Ni ke computer, this is a computer. So yeah, think of ke as an equal sign, like this is that.
And even when you learn languages, you can use this. Like this, like I'm pointing at my shirt, I can say, Sua, pasa angit, ke alai. Like shirt, what is it in English?
Yeah, or if you don't know something, let's say you're in a shop, and you point at some souvenir, you can say, Nan ke arai. What is that? in these examples, ben is not the correct word to use. So if I point at something and say, 난 ben alai, that would be not correct. That would sound weird.
Yeah, very good.
Another example is, let's say I just got to Thailand and everybody is talking about Muay Thai and I have no idea what it is. I can say, oh Grace, Muay Thai, 可 alai. What is Muay Thai?
And I can say, Muay Thai, 그 boxing, Thai boxing is, ศิลปะการต่อสู้ของประเทศไทย. ศิลปะการต่อสู้ is martial art. ของประเทศไทย is of Thailand. So Muay Thai is the martial art of Thailand.
So now let's do some examples with Ben, so you can understand the difference.
Ben is to be, is MR, but it's a bit more descriptive. Like, it is more like a state of being. I am a student. ฉันเป็นนักเรียน. It's like to describe who I am.
Yeah.
So I am a student.
Where นักเรียน is student.
Yeah.
Or I can say I am a doctor. ผมเป็นหมอ. And let's talk about a super, super common mistake that Thai learners always make. So in English, you would say, I am rich, where rich is an adjective. So a Thai learner might say, 'Hom ben ruai.'
Which is wrong. It can only be, 'Hom ruai.' I rich. Because in front of adjective, you don't have to put 'ben.'
Not just you don't have to, but it's wrong.
Yeah.
So more examples, you would just say, 'Hom uan.' I'm fat. You would not say, Hom ben uan.
Khao suai. She is beautiful. You don't say khao ben suai.
If you want to put the word ben, then you have to put a noun in front. So you would have to say, she is a beautiful person.
Khao ben kon suai. He's a rich man. Khao ben kon ruai. He's a good man. เขาเป็นคนดี. When I ask my students, what is the opposite of เป็น? They would say, ไม่เป็น. But actually, it's wrong. Because the opposite of เป็น is ไม่ใช
่. So, let's continue with the example of she is a beautiful person. If you want to say she is not a beautiful person, it would be
เขาไม่ใช่คนสวย. She is not a beautiful person. If you say เขาไม่เป็นคนสวย, that is wrong. Let's give one more example.
So we said I am a student is ผมเป็นนักเรียน. How would you say I'm not a student?
ผมไม่ใช่นักเรียน. You cannot say ไม่เป็นนักเรียน. There's an expression never mind, never mind in Thai, which is ไม่เป็นไรไม่เป็นไร. But the word ไม่เป็น is only used in this case, ไม่เป็นไร. So you cannot think of ไม่เป็น as not. No, it's like not like ไม่ใช่. It's different.
Yeah. ไม่ใช่ is also the opposite of คือ. So if you want to say something is not something, you would also use mai chai. For example, if I point to my bed and I say ni ke natang, this is a window, but it's not a window because it's my bed, then
me as your mother, let's say, would say mai chai mai chai. No, 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 it's not, it's not mai chai. Ni ไม่ใช่หน้าต่าง. This is not a window. นี่คือเตียง. This is a bed. So เตียง is bed.
We hope this episode cleared up the common problems that people have when they learn the words เป็น, 可, and
ไม่ใช่.
ไม่ใช่. In our next episode, we're going to cover a few more verbs. So make sure to stay tuned.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.